Take off your pants! Unleash your true self. Real unicorns don't wear pants.
Oh, hey, money-making unicorns. It should be no surprise that optimization is a key to success, right? But we often think about this with funnels and sales pages, but we don't think about the very most important profit lever in our business. And that, in fact, is you. So buckle up, bitches. We got your 7 minutes to slay today, and it's all about your morning routine, which ironically enough starts at night. So go the fuck to bed, kids, right? This is your disclaimer. As the sun goes down, so the fuck do you. We want to make sure that we get that pesky little blue light off of our face at least an hour before bed, and that we're going to bed very reasonably. Okay, we're talking like 9 o'clock, guys. 9 o'clock is about bedtime because the sun is down. You are a human. I don't care if you think you're a night owl. You are not. You are not nocturnal. Circadian rhythm is a motherfucking thing. And the faster you get optimized into circadian rhythm, I promise, the happier you're going to be. You're going to get all that vitamin D from going outside, but also you're going to feel rested and rejuvenated because you're going to get the highest pattern of sleep frequency. Now, I don't wake up to alarm clocks. I don't believe in alarm clocks. I think alarm clocks are very much a trick of the trade when it comes to the 9-to-5 muggle-land and that Rockefeller model, right, of waking up to a jolt of adrenaline. Wah, 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 wah. And then you add coffee on top of it. You drink a bunch of fucking caffeine. And then you're all jacked up and wired. And guess what? You can't focus for shit. Okay, your mind is money as fuck because you have spiked yourself with adrenaline and caffeine and dopamine and fucked yourself up before you even go to work today. That is a nasty habit of the 9-to-5 that keeps you from thinking for yourself. It keeps you from being self-sovereign. It keeps you salivating at the ding of that fucking alarm bell so that you can go to work on time and you can do what the fuck you're told. That's not how this works in entrepreneur land because you are the leader. And so that means that as you're waking up alarm clock free because you've built a beautiful relationship with time and you are setting that intention, which is something I teach in my upper division programs, is how you create a better relationship with time so that you can wake up at the exact time that you tell yourself to wake up is a really neat mindset trick, right? So once you start waking up in that kind of energy, then you're actually allowing your subconscious to pull forward. And you're going to spend about an hour, and you're not going to know because you're not going to look at your fucking phone. You're not touching that thing first thing in the morning because you're spending a whole hour-ish in your own energy, connecting with you and your higher self through self-guided meditation, through breath work. You can even do this just through movement of your body. If you want to stay in bed, that's okay. If you want to get up, that's okay. But you want to spend that hour-ish in your own energy, really being connected with you and you and your bigger impact mission. That vibration, that frequency is what sets you up for success to be able to go and pull profit lever actions in your business. Now, the first thing that you want to be doing when you sit down to start quote unquote working is you want to do the most important thing in your business. Okay. And that is revenue generation. Always. Okay. That is always going to be the priority of a business because a business doesn't make friends. It makes money. Okay. It's not just a hobby. If it's making friends, we need it to make money. So we need to be in your profit lever actions, which means that you need to be in sales energy and you need to create content from the frequency of sales energy. And so that might mean just writing it, right? You're going to write those posts, put them out onto the internet. Maybe it means that you're going to outline your next podcast episode, or you're going to write a bunch of hook lines that you're going to record in videos later today on Instagram. Whatever that is, that task of the day, you want to make sure that you're starting in sales energy with the intention of closing clients today, with the intention of generating revenue, right? After we get all of that sales energy out and we create that content, then we can move on to different pieces of our business. For me, I put my team before my clients, right? So I will go into my Telegram chat where I house everything with my leadership team, and I'll go in, outline my team, make sure that they're on point, that they have everything that they need from me, answer any questions from the day before, and really allow them to get started and get moving, right? And a lot of times they already have their marching orders and they're good to go. And some of them are in different time zones, so they've been running all day, right? But I come in and I fulfill my team's needs because in Wonder World, we manage from the bottom up. Okay. So I'm not in there directing them and giving them orders and yelling at them. That's not how we do shit, right? I come in and I support my team and whatever that means for each of the lanes within that team. And then I move on to my upper division clients and I create this connection with them in Telegram. I answer their questions. I share any activations that I've had from the night before. I allow myself to really be in the space of being very present with my clients and serving them at the highest and best frequency long before I start scrolling scrolling on motherfucking social media. I want to deliver to the people who are already paying me. I want to give them that highest and best delivery frequency before I move on. And because I have a pretty voracious product suite of, you know, clients that are paying me $50,000 all the way down to $47 a month, right? I go in that ascending order. I start with my highest paid client group and then work my way down to everybody else, ensuring that all of my clients are taken care of in the delivery space. And so all of this happens in the morning in less than 3 hours. It's usually about 2 hours. You know, I give myself about 2 to 3 hours for all of this to be complete every single day. So I know that usually by about 9 a.m., I've got everything done that I have to do today. Okay, I don't have to do anything else for my business. As long as I woke up and I pulled my profit lever actions, because after I connected to my higher self and I went in and I lined out my team and then I delivered to the people who've already paid me, I could fuck off the rest of the day. I don't have to do anything else. I'm already done. And that kind of optimization gives me that energy of being ahead. That's leadership fucking vibes, right? And people love to follow people who are being leaders, not just saying that they are leaders, right? But being self-led. And so in that frequency, by 9 a.m., I'm up, I drink my motherfucking shake, right? I got my protein shake and my collagen, doing all the fucking things to ensure that I optimize myself. I've got good, clean gut health and that I feel really fucking good and put myself into that space. And it wasn't always that way. I used to have a hard time eating breakfast, and now I fucking don't, you know, because I know that food is fuel, right? And so I want to make sure that I'm optimizing my body and my brain to be able to really perform at the highest and best. And then for the rest of the day, maybe I have some client calls today, maybe I have some podcasts I'm recording, maybe I'm going to go make a bunch of reels, maybe I'm going to fuck off and go to the lake, but I get to do whatever the fuck I want to do because I know that the main profit levers are covered in my business every single day before it's even fucking 9 a.m., before the rest of the muggle world even gets to fucking work, I'm already done. And that leadership energy is motherfucking everything. So I'm not saying that you need to follow my morning routine, but I do want to share with you what it fucking looks like, what it feels like. And I want to give you this little hack, okay? A little unicorn hack coming in hot for you. If you want to be able to create a really incredible fucking morning routine, this is how it's done. One, take a look at your existing one. Write it down, okay, with pen and paper, like literally write down, what do I do every morning? Because the fact is we can't alleviate constraints if we can't identify them. And most people have no idea what their morning routine actually looks like. And you have one, even if you feel like you don't, you do have a routine, okay? Creatures of habit, right? We do very similar things every day. So you need to identify what it is. Then you need to look at it and say, okay, is there room for motherfucking improvement? I guarantee you there fucking is, okay? So if there's room for improvement and you agree with that, then you think to yourself, okay, what's my income goal? How much money do I want to be making? Do I want to make $10,000 a month, $100,000 a month, right? $1 million a month? What do I want, right? Whatever that number is for you. And then I want you to think about the person that's running that business, that's making that kind of money. What does their morning routine look like? And I want you to write it down, okay? And then I want you to start working towards creating that environment. I want you to take steps towards that. And you probably won't be able to change it all in one fucking day, but over the next 90 days, you definitely can. I want you to evolve your morning routine over the next 90 days into that higher division, into that higher income earning morning routine. I want you to become the person, because this is the frequency of identity building. It is be, do, have that creates that optimization. Okay, so we want to optimize our business, of course, because we want to make more money. But that starts with you optimizing you. So get out there, do all of the unicorn motherfucking things today. Take off your pants. If you don't have content that crushes yet, get your ass into the fucking show notes right now. Go click that button so that you have content that crushes, so that when you are creating that sales content, you can be closing clients first thing every day, attracting sales conversations. If you don't know how to do that, Content That Crushes is going to teach you how to do that. That is a $7 item that is taught inside of my $10,000 client attraction program. You are absolutely insane not to have this under your fucking belt. This is exactly how I got 10 high-ticket clients in my first 6 weeks. And it's the same strategy that I use today that allows me to be wildly efficient in content creation. So take off your pants, go get content that crushes, and let's dial in that morning routine so that you can start making more motherfucking money. For more trouble, go to realunicornsdontwearpants.com. Hit that subscribe button, and remember, #fuckpants.